Now we're going to go to KQED's Erica Aguilar, who reports for all the efforts of firefighters. There are very, very slow communication lines as emergency alerts try to reach some, but don't.
Sean Sullivan owns a condo at the Fairways Complex near the Silverado Resort in East Napa County. He was in town with a couple of friends for a wedding. They noticed the fire coming at them around 11 o'clock Sunday night.
This was a total blaze, all these homes, and it was such a horrible thing to see.
Sullivan told KQED reporter Suki Lewis he didn't receive evacuation orders, and while his friends left, he stayed to fight the fire all night with garden hoses.
I don't know why I didn't leave.
Yeah.
I'm lucky.
Did they come through, like, yelling at you, telling
you
to evacuate?
Nope, didn't hear a word.
Wow. Did you get any evacuation notice?
Nope, nothing.
These wildfires have made it incredibly difficult to communicate information like evacuation orders. Staff Chief David Chu with CAL FIRE said first responders were making their way through Napa County alerting people.
The sheriffs and CHP were very active in traveling around every road that they could get to.
Shu says some roads could have been impassable, but emergency communication has been spotty, not just in person, but on cell phones too. Napa County, CAL FIRE, and other emergency agencies use Nixle. It is an alert system that reaches people online via text message or a phone call as long as you sign up for Nixle. For some, those alerts may not have come through because of telecom service outages. Jenny Gendron is a spokesperson for Comcast California that provides internet, cable, and phone services. She says more than 100,000 of their customers lost service because of fire damage.
That could mean our fiber lines are melted to destroyed. And then if power's out, then there's no way power can go to our products and services to our customers.
CAL FIRE's David Hsu says all of that is making it hard to communicate.
That includes us, too. We are pretty much reliant on our radio traffic with our handheld radios and radios in our vehicles. But our cell phones that we've all come to rely on are not working.
Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T say the wildfires cut fiber line, knocking some cell towers in the area out of service. This means that other nearby cell towers can get overloaded, explains Kat Graham with Humanity Road, a nonprofit that helps get information out via social media during disasters.
A lot of individuals are trying to communicate on fewer cell tower and fewer resources are available to make those calls go through.
This is why Graham recommends people instead send text messages during disasters. They require less demand from cell towers. And she says, when you can, change your voicemail message.
Call your own cell phone number and leave a message that others can hear when they call. Your welcome message that says that you're okay and this is where you're heading to.
Wireless service providers say they are waiting for fire officials to allow utilities access to the destroyed areas to make repairs. AT&T is working on setting up temporary cell sites to help strengthen signals. I'm Erica Aguilar, KQED News.